From time to time, a theater critic needs to admit that his thoughts about the local theater scene aren't always on target. I've often wondered about Colleen Jennings Rogensack, ASU Gamage Executive Director, and her goals for Gamage. On reflection, though, my concerns have not been supported by her many Gamage successes. As we look back on her 22 years at Gamage, we see that she's always had local theater in her sights as she brings Broadway tours to town to enhance what is available to local theatergoers. Before Jennings Rogensack arrived in the Valley, most Broadway tours missed our community. Only occasionally did first-class Broadway tours stop here. Even though Phoenix was in a prime location, producers bypassed us when touring shows were moving west. But since Jennings Rogensack's arrival, she has solved several challenges, both with Gamage and local theater-going practices, to turn the Phoenix metropolitan area into a significant market for touring Broadway shows. Gamage opened in 1964 as a home for musical performances like symphony orchestras and large concerts. It wasn't conceived with backstage areas or acoustics necessary for Broadway musical theater tours. The Valley needed a venue for Broadway tours, but funds to build new facilities had dried up, so attention turned to Gamage as the only local theater with enough seating capacity and a large stage that could house Broadway tours. Jennings Rogensack began to book tours into Gamage. As Broadway shows grew in size, New York producers needed a local space that could house huge musicals like The Phantom of the Opera and Les Miserables for extended runs. Without changes, these tours couldn't be shoehorned into Gamage because a huge orchestral shell took necessary stage space needed to handle Broadway tours. Removing the shell was not popular, so a space was added so the shell could slide into the expensive storage area but still be available for concerts. Jennings Rogensack raised funds to make the improvement, and The Phantom of the Opera and other big musicals finally played Phoenix for record-breaking engagements. Although part of the ASU campus, Gamage receives no university funds to operate. Jennings Rogensack then had to become known in Broadway theater circles so producers would seek out touring stops in Tempe. She did this by delivering some of the biggest single-week grosses for Broadway tours. She's Arizona's only Tony Award voter, meaning she sees every Broadway show. These connections put her in contact with Broadway producers. Has established ASU Gamage as a critical part of the Broadway touring market. Finally, improvements in the theater sound system were required because Gamage's original acoustics weren't conducive to Broadway musicals. Sound professionals found expensive solutions, but fundraising made the changes possible. Now Jennings Rogensack is confronting longtime audience complaints of inadequate restrooms and elevators to take theatergoers to all areas of the theater. Fundraising is underway to build two architecturally complementary towers on each side of Gamage that will contain large restrooms and elevators to all levels of the 3,000-seat theater. From this skeptic, I thank Colleen Jennings Rogensack for all she's done to boost local theater and ensure that Broadway musical tours stop here by making acceptable but necessary changes to ASU Gamage. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.